Good afternoon. Your municipal station presents another in the series, Folk Songs of America, featuring that great Negro folk singer of Louisiana, Hildy Leadbetter, better known to you as Leadbelly. And Leadbelly has as his guest today the dustiest dust bowler of them all, Woody Guthrie of Oklahoma. Each week, Leadbelly sings one song which he hopes you will learn to sing too. The words of these songs can be had by simply writing to Leadbelly in care of this station. Last week, Leadbelly sang a number called I Went Rowin' and My Gal Went Too. And in case you didn't hear it, well, Hildy, sing it again.
I went rowin' and my gal went too. Down on the bottom when the boat broke through. Every time she turned around, she said it's so funny. You can't lose me, Charlotte. You can't lose me, boy. You can't lose me, Charlotte. You can't lose me, boy. Up the Willow Winston, I went to roadin'. Down on my knees, I was doing a little coatin'. Every time she turned around, she said it's so funny. You can't lose me, Charlotte. You can't lose me, boy. You can't lose me, Charlotte. You can't lose me, boy. Hogs and the sheep that went to the pastor. Hog said the sheep, you better get a little faster. Every time he turned around, he said it's so funny. You can't lose me, Charlie. You can't lose me, boy. You can't lose me, Charlie. You can't lose me, boy. I got a yellow gal I can't keep. She uses up a barrel of money every week. Every time she turned around, she said it's so funny. I got a pretty boy to bring me the money. You can't lose me, Charlie. You can't lose me, boy. You can't lose me, Charlie. You can't lose me, boy.
This afternoon, Leadbelly and Woody are going to sing a program of ballads. These are the songs that tell stories of the important events in the lives of the people. History has condemned men like John Hardy and Jesse James, but in the hearts of the men who knew them, John Hardy and Jesse James are heroes. Most of you remember the old ballad Frankie and Johnny. Well, now Leadbelly sings his version of this song, which he calls Frankie and Albert.
Now, this is Frankie and Albert. Frankie was a hard-working guy. Worked hard in the white folk kitchen. Albert, he wasn't no good. And so Frankie made $100 and paid it all for Albert one suit of clothes. And now this will tell the story about Frankie and Albert. Frankie was a woman, everybody know. Made $100 just to buy a man a suit of clothes. Was a man all done around. Frankie, she went out walking, did not go for fun. Get on the apron, Albert smoking 41. Gonna kill my man, all he done me wrong. Frankie went down to the Hoodie Saloon, called for a bottle of beer. As the loving bartender, have my loving man been here. He's my man, all he done me wrong. Bartender says to Frankie, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I'ma love you all ago with this woman named Alice Brown. He's your man, and he done you know. Frankie went by her house, did not give no loan. Looked through the window glass, I was sitting in his woman's home. He's my man, and he done you know. Frankie, she shot Albert. Fell up on his knees, crying out, policeman, don't let that woman kill me. I'm the man, I'm done around. Frank, she shot Albert, fell all in a knot. Crying out, Miss Johnson, see why your son is shot. I'm your son, and the only one. Turn me over, mother. Turn me over slow.
Turn me over for your last time. You'll never turn me over no more. I'm your son and all the world. The police sent for Miss John. She come. She looked down on the last charge I had. And you know what she said? My son. Done gone. Frankie goes to Miss Johnson, falls on her knees, not so much. Frankie went to Miss Johnson, fell out on her knees. Oh, Miss Johnson, will you forgive me, please? Killed your son, called it down and wrong. I'll forgive you, Frankie. I'll forgive you not. You killed poor Albert. He's on the support of God. He's my son and all in one. My son. Done gone. Taking Albert to the graveyard, went to let him down. Miss John was screaming, Lord, with a double sound, kill my son and all in one. Miss John went to the graveyard, fell down on her knees. Speak one word, Albert, you give my heart to me. Killed your son and all in one. Bye-bye. My son. My son.
Well, now, you all know Woody Guthrie, and you all know John Hardy. Tell us about him, Johnny.
John Hardy was a boy down in West Virginia. Down in that country, way back in slavery times, there was an old coal mine tunnel that everybody tried to get to because they... Story got around that if you got into the mouth of this tunnel and could make your way through the shaft, that you would go in a slave and come out a free man. And everybody still likes to hear about it. John Hardy was a desperate little man. Carried a gun and a razor every day. Cut down a man on the West Virginia line. You'd oughta seen John Hardy getting away. Oughta seen John Hardy getting away. John Hardy went down to that Freestone tunnel. There he thought he'd be free. Up stepped a man and he took him by his arm, said, Johnny, walk along with me. Johnny, walk along with me. John Hardy rode his mammy and his pappy, come here and go my bail. But your money won't go away, murdering charge. And they throwed John Hardy back in jail. They throwed John Hardy back in jail. John Hardy had a pretty little girl. And the dress that she wore, it was blue. And as she come down through the jailhouse hall, singing, Johnny, I've been true to you. Johnny, I've been true to you. John Hardy had another little girl. And the dress that she wore, it was red. And as she come down through the jailhouse hall, said, Johnny, I had rather see you dead, poor boy. It said, Johnny, I had rather see you dead. John Hardy stood in his jail cell, and the tears run down out of his eyes. Said, I've been the death of a many a poor man. It's now that I'm ready to die, great God, it's now I'm ready to die. John Hardy stood in his jail cell, and the tears run down from his eyes. One thing, boys, I'd like for you to know, that my six-shooter never told a lie. My six-shooter never told a lie. I've been to the east, I've been to the west, I've been this wide world around. And I've been to the river and I've been baptized. Take me to my hanging ground, poor boy. Take me to my hanging ground. Well, that's a story about John Hardy, and here's one about a boy way out in Missouri, way out west. He ranged all over the western states, and he built up, I guess, a better reputation than most politicians out in that country. His name is Jesse James. He tried to shoot his way through life with a couple of guns, and he lost. But he tried. Jesse James was a lad that killed many a man. He robbed that midnight southern mail, and there never was a man with the law in his hand could keep Jesse James in a jail. Jesse's got a wife, she's proud of his life, children strong and brave, and a dirty little coward, you call him Robert Ford, has laid poor Jesse in his grave. It was with his brother Frank, they robbed the city bank, carried the money from the town. It was in that very place they had a little race, and they laid a deputy sheriff on the ground. Jesse was a man, a friend to the poor, and he never would rob a mother with a child. But he took it from the rich and he gave it to the poor, so they shot Jesse James on the sly. It was on a Saturday night when the moon was shining bright. They went down to the depot station door, and the agent on his knees delivered up his keys to the muzzle of Jesse's 44. Jesse's got a wife and she's proud of his life, children strong and brave, and a dirty little coward, you call him Robert Ford, he has laid Jesse James in his grave. Now the people held their breath when they heard of Jesse's death, wondered how he ever come to die. It was one of his men called little Robert Ford, and he shot Jesse James on the sly. Robert Ford, Robert Ford, that dirty little coward, I wonder how he does feel. Well, he ate of Jesse's bread and he slept in Jesse's bed, then he laid Jesse James in his grave. Jesse's got a wife, she's proud of his life, children strong and brave, but a dirty little coward that you call Robert Ford laid Jesse James in his grave. Now the people dug his grave and a stone they raised, and it said, Jesse James lies here, shot by a man, a dirty little coward. His name ain't worthy to appear. Jesse was a man, a friend to the poor, and he never would rob a mother with a child. But he took it from the rich and he gave it to the poor, so they shot Jesse James on the sly. Jesse's got a wife, proud of his life, children strong and brave, and a dirty little coward, you call him Robert Ford, has laid Jesse James in his grave. Well, I think now we're going to sing you one. Here's a song here that has to do with a book and a motion picture that come out here a while back by the name of The Grapes of Wrath, wrote down by a man, John Steinbeck, that threw the pack on his back and went right out amongst the people to see just what is going on in the United States. And it just so happened that he hit a jackpot because he knew what where he was going. He knew what he was writing about. So, I didn't read the book, but then I seen the picture three times. And I come home and I sat down and wrote up a little piece about it. The name of this is The Ballad of Tom Joad. Tom Joad got out of that old McAllister pen. There he got his parole after 4 long years on a man-killing charge. Tom Joad come a-walking down the road, poor boy. Tom Joad come a-walking down the road. It was there he found him a truck-driving man. There he got him a ride. Said, I just got a loose from the old penitentiary. Charge called home a side. Poor boy, it was a charge called home a side. That truck rolled away in a big cloud of dust. Tommy turned his face toward home. Met Preacher Casey and they had a little drink, and he found that his family, they was gone. He found that his family, they was gone. Tommy went down to the neighboring farm. There he found his family. They took Preacher Casey and loaded in a car, and his mammy said, we've got to get away, Tom. His mammy said, we've got to get away. Now the 12 of the Joads made a mighty heavy load. Grandpa Joad, he cried, and he grabbed up a handful of land in his hand and said, I'm sticking with the farm till I die. Great God, I'm sticking with the farm till I die. They fed him spare ribs and coffee and soothing syrup. Grandpa Joad, he died. They buried Grandpa Joad on the Oklahoma road and Grandma on the California side. They buried Grandma on the California side. They stood on a mountain and they looked to the west. Looked like the promised land was a big green valley and a river running through, and work for every single man. They thought there was work for every single hand. Now the Joads rolled into a jungle camp. There they fixed them a stew. And the hungry little kids in the jungle camp said, we'd like to have some too. Yes, we'd like to have some too. A deputy sheriff fired loose at a man. He shot a woman in the back, but before he could take his aim again, Preacher Casey dropped him in his tracks. Preacher Casey dropped him in his tracks. And they handcuffed Casey and they took him to jail. Then he got away, met Tom Joad by the old river bridge, and these few words he did say, Preacher Casey, these few words he did say. Well, I preached for the poor a mighty long time, preached about the rich and the poor, but us working folks has got to get together. We ain't got a chance anymore. God knows we ain't got a chance anymore. Now the deputies come and Tom and Casey run down where the water run down. And a deputy thug hit Casey with a club and laid Preacher Casey on the ground. Poor boy, they laid Preacher Casey on the ground. Tom Joad, he took that vigilante's club, brung it down on his head. Tommy took flight in the dark, rainy night, was a preacher and a deputy laying dead. Poor boy, a preacher and a deputy laying dead. Tommy run back where his mama was asleep. He woke her up out of bed. And he kissed goodbye to the mother that he loved, and he said what Preacher Casey said. Yes, he said what Preacher Casey said. Everybody might be just a one big soul, looks that away to me. Everywhere you look in the day or the night, that's where I'm gonna be, Ma. That's where I'm gonna be. Wherever little kids are hungry and cry, wherever people ain't free, wherever men are fighting for their rights, that's where I'm gonna be, Ma. That's where I'm gonna be.
Now, people don't always sing about men. Leadbelly's going to sing one of the most beloved of all ballads.
To raise 25 and 30 bales of cotton every year, but he didn't make but one bale that year. And after the boy we was gone, this is a story he'll tell the people.
You can talk about the ladies of your own. These boy weavers, they will rob you of a home. They're looking for home. They're looking for home. First time I seen him, boy weaver, he was sitting on a square. Next time I seen a boy weaver, he had his whole family there. He's looking for home. He's looking for home. He farmer, he said to the merchant, I never made but one bale. Before I let you have that last one, I will suffer and die in jail. And I'll have a home. And I'll have a home. Now if anybody should ask you people who come pull this song, tell them it's Huddy Leadbelly. He's just been here and gone. He's looking for home. 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 He's looking for home.
You've just heard Woody Guthrie and Hughie Leadbetter in a program of ballads. If you want the words to the boll weevil, which Leadbelly has just sung, drop us a card and we'll send you the words. Leadbelly will be back again next week at this same time, and the Oleander Quartet will be his guests. Folk Songs of America is produced by Henrietta Yurchenko, and this is Amnon Belber speaking for the Municipal Broadcasting System.